Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. We're continuing our series of podcasts on the American development model, and today we are talking to the newest ADM regional manager, Matt Herr, who joins us from the East Coast. Matt is the regional manager in taking care of the New York and New Jersey, Atlantic area. Is that right, Matt? Is that where you're coming from?
Yep, that is correct, Harry. The Atlantic and New York.
Great. Well, anyway, Matt, thanks for joining us and taking some time. I know how busy it is. There's a lot of great hockey back in that area, so I'm sure it's keeping you real busy.
No, it definitely is. There's a lot of good players that have come out of New York State. It's funny, I just talked to Billy Powers at the University of Michigan, and they were recruiting a couple players from the New York area.
Well, anyway, you know, what we're going to do, I wanted to do in this podcast, Matt, is the information was just released. We didn't really know it was coming, but just excellent news about the Empire State Development Tour, which begins on Sunday, and looks like you're leading this whole thing. So what can you tell us about this tour?
Yeah, we're bringing in the full guns, Harry. We got Kenny Roush coming out from the national office, as well as Ty Hennis, myself, and Mike Luckin from Grow the Game. So we're going to combine the ADM and Grow the Game portion, and it's going to be basically segmented into a 12 and under group, which also include the 10 and unders, and then there'll be an 8U segment. And what we'll do is we'll do on ice, off ice, as well as a presentation for the parents and coaches in the areas that we're going to make stops. And it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, obviously the ADM is based on fun, and, you know, that's one thing that we're going to have, a lot of energy, and hopefully the parents and coaches take something out of this experience. And we're going all the way, starting in Long Island and ending in Buffalo.
So that's a lot of miles on the tires.
It definitely is. But you know what? It's over a long period of time, and it's funny. I was talking to Kenny, and we're talking about planes, trains, and automobiles. We're gonna meet a lot of people, and look forward to kind of getting to know New York State, being new to the ADM position. It's a great way to jump into my job and meet a lot of people that have, you know, helped New York State become the hockey power that it is.
And Matt, how has the and it's probably a broad question to answer, but how has the ADM been received in New York and in the Atlantic District?
Yeah, you know, Tom Kester and Joe Bauto, both affiliate presidents, have done a really good job. And, you know, obviously there are problem areas in each of the different, you know, districts. But I think the key thing is people are starting to. And you know, one of the neat things is, Harry, is, you know, I'm coming from a background where I've worked at different festivals. And now that I've jumped into the job, I've probably learned more in my last 3 months about hockey and development and age-appropriate training than I did in all my years of playing professional hockey and coaching at Kent School. So it's been fascinating. So I would encourage, you know, all the listeners and everybody out there to at least stop by a presentation, go on the website, and learn as much as they can. I mean, I had this great hockey experience as a player, and like I said, over the last 3 months, I've learned so much and so many new things about age-appropriate training and hockey development and, you know, development of young kids, mites to midgets, and hopefully Olympians.
And so, Matt, can you just, is there like a template that you've created for these stops? I know that the first one's at the Bethpage Community Park in Bethpage, New York. So, like, if somebody shows up there, what could they expect to experience?
Well, hopefully they experience a lot of fun, but, you know, when they leave, they're probably going to have with their 8-year-old, if they bring an 8-year-old, they'll have an off-ice session, so we'll introduce them to some sort of dry land cheat training that they would get at this age-appropriate, which is, you know, basically basic agility, you know, gym class, gymnastics for these type of kids. And then they'll go on the ice, and we'll run a six-station practice based around skill development, lots of activity, you know, backward skating, forward skating. If you're a goaltender, you're going to get a lot of shots. You know, 3-on-3 games, puck protection, things like that. So the parents will get a chance to see what it's like to be a part of an ADM-style program and organization.
And so then I imagine you catch your breath and then you hit the ice again with the older kids?
Yep, and then we go again, and sometimes depending on the ice availability, luckily we have a nice staff coming out, we'll be able to also accommodate the 12 and unders if the ice times overlap, basically piggyback each other. But in the 4 or 5 other sections that we're going to, there'll basically be 2.5-hour windows for each block. So we'll do 8U, and then the 12U will do the same thing. They'll have an off-ice, an on-ice session, and then a presentation for parents and coaches. And my hope, and I think everybody that's been a part of this, is that, you know, not only the kids that are on the ice and their parents and coaches, but every surrounding organization. This is a great chance to ask questions and, ADM is all about. I know there's a lot of, you know, sometimes myths about what it is and what it isn't, but this is a good chance to come out and take part and also hopefully take something away for their season.
You know, that brings up a great point, and I know we're going to get into some more detail later about your background and the things that you have experienced in your hockey career. But for now, you know, you talk about the myths surrounding the ADM. Was there a myth or something that you thought the ADM was or wasn't that since you've come on the job maybe has your eyes have been open to?
I think it's just that it's not just Mike Cross Ice Hockey. I mean, I have an 8-year-old, and all I hear is, oh, you know, geez, my son's been playing since he's, you know, 3 years old, Cross Ice Hockey. Well, why does he need to play in his last year of Mites? You know, he should be playing full ice or, you know, learning to be a squirt. You know, my guy's an 05, and he's going to be playing cross ice and a little bit of half ice hockey with his organization. I've learned that it's not just the Mites that we're touching on, but we're helping the development of Bantams and Midgets and Pee-wee players. And also, you know, I'm finding out as a parent right now, hockey's an expensive sport. You know, you go to sign up your kid, ice is expensive. Soccer cleats and a pair of shorts, you know, definitely a lot cheaper. A baseball mitt and a bat. Actually, now bats are getting expensive, Harry. So, you know, we got to work on that from the baseball side. But, you know, hockey is an expensive sport, and I think the ADM hopes to also cut the costs and some of the travel to keep more kids in the game.
Well, I would imagine, like you were saying, you're going to run these stations and you're going to have a lot of kids on the ice during this tour, which is just an example of how to run an effective station-based practice at various rinks around the country. How many kids do you think you're going to get on the ice?
We hope to get probably about 40 to 50 kids per ice session, up to 60, which is probably a reasonable amount for a station-based practice. So that would be probably about 100 to 120 kids in those two sessions.
And for parents who are interested in saying, hey, this sounds like a great idea, do they just show up or do they have to go somewhere to register? And because I imagine this thing could get out of hand pretty fast then with as,
no,
much, as popular
could.
As it is.
The presentations are open to everybody and just kind of on, hey, you can show up and we jam you into the room, which is our hope. And the on-ice sessions are being invited through the local youth organization in New York State. So we're going to show up and get a group of kids that we've never worked with. And, you know, that's the fun part. I get to go out and meet a lot of kids. But, you know, if you want to show up and if there's availability, we'll try to get anybody on the ice that we can.
And then you'll be working with local coaches on the ice as well?
Yep, we're going to bring it out, everybody out that wants to be on the ice. And we're also going to use it as a chance to help out the local coaches in the area.
And I notice you're going to be in some nice NHL markets or in close proximity to some NHL markets. Is there any involvement with the NHL teams or NHL personnel coming out?
Yes, the Islanders, the Buffalo Sabres, and the New York Rangers have all offered their assistance. We're going to see some alumni from all the organizations, hopefully some coaches, depending. It was kind of tough for them based on training camp starting for the NHL and American Hockey League organizations. But, you know, obviously the NHL backs the American development model, so it's definitely been a close working relationship as we put this thing together.
Well, Matt, it sounds like, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm jealous that Kenny Rausch and Ty Hennis are going to be coming out to join you. It sounds like it'll be a good time.
Work, Harry.
Well, that sounds great. Well, hopefully anybody who's listening out there will stop by. I mean, these guys do great presentations both on the ice and off the ice, and you'll learn a lot and have some fun at the same time. Well, anyway, Matt, I really appreciate the time and want to wish you good luck and safe travels as you embark on this Empire State Development Tour.
Thanks, Harry. It should be fun. We look forward to meeting everybody in New York State.
Great. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, and hope you'll tune in again next time when we'll continue our conversation with Matt Herr to discuss the American development model. Thanks for listening.